It's Steve Gruber Show. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve on this Monday morning, total solar eclipse day across the country. Weather forecast for south of us here in Hillsdale looking pretty good. I mean, a total solar eclipse is no good if the clouds are blocking your view. That could be the case in some parts of the country. Looks like in Ohio, for the most part, clear, maybe some high clouds, but compared to other places, should be okay. New England Weather Service says would be the best place to have clear skies. I was talking to Tim Dolch, our physics professor here, who's our resident astronomer, and this is a big day for him, as you might imagine. He told me he has hotel rooms, had hotel rooms booked at like seven different cities along the path of totality, and was going to cancel, you know, all but one based on the weather forecast, where he was most likely to see a clear sky. So he has chosen, hopefully he has chosen well. That eclipse is this afternoon. I mean, it depends where you are, of course. I think near me it's 2:30-ish, closer to 3 o'clock, something along those lines. We'll see. I'll be working. I'll see if I can poke my head out the window for a moment and see what it's like. But don't look at the sun because, again, can hurt your eyes. So be careful. Pete Hoekstra coming up in around 10 minutes or so. We'll talk about things Michigan and national as well with him. Boy, I remember a guy, because I've been guest hosting here for a bit, years now, 7 years going back guest hosting on the Steve Gruber Show. And you know, the whole John Fetterman campaign and the stroke and the recovery and going against Dr. Oz. And if you recall that debate he took part in which he was not prepared to be in a debate. He was not healthy enough to take part in the debate, but he was running a campaign for Senate and he had to. And there were many bad things said about John Fetterman, unfit for the job and just a pawn, a tool. Democrats just want him in there so he will vote, you know, exactly the way they want all the time and be a lockstep sort of senator for Democrats. And this was, you know, a common sentiment among conservatives, those on the right. Now, A, want to win an election, of course, but B, I think there was some real truth and fear to his preparedness to be a U.S. senator, you know, one of 100. And I think by this point it's okay to say we were wrong on some points based on John Fetterman's actions over the past 3-4 months, calling out Bob Menendez, and especially his tough, firm stand on Israel, with regards to Israel. And he still votes as a Democrat. I saw a status, votes with Democrats 92 or 93% of the time, votes with the Biden agenda 92, 93% of the time. Certainly you'd like to replace him, if at all possible, with a Republican. No doubt about that. But the fact that he is his own man, the fact that he is unafraid to actually buck the party in places, is a surprise. And somewhat of a pleasant surprise, I suppose. He gave an exclusive interview, Pennsylvania Senator John Fetterman did this weekend, to the New York Post, in which he said, "I am not woke, rip the idea of squatters' rights, and double down on his support for Israel." He's becoming one of the most, I will say this, he's becoming one of the most interesting politicians. "Squatters have no rights," Fetterman told the New York Post, adding the issue was one he dealt with when he was mayor of Braddock, Pennsylvania. "How can you even pretend that this is anything other than you're just breaking the law? It's wild that if you, like, go away on a long trip for 30 days and someone breaks into your home and suddenly they have rights," he said. "This is crazy. Like, if somebody stole your car and they held it for 30 days, then somehow you don't have rights?" Fetterman also tore into soft-on-crime policies that cities said contributed to the fatal shooting of New York police detective Jonathan Diller. Fetterman saying, quote, "I've gone to police funerals. If this individual is convicted, then he should spend the rest of his life in prison and never have an opportunity to get out." The accused killer in that New York City detective case, as we've discussed, Guy Rivera, had at least 21 prior arrests before that fatal shooting. Fetterman says he believes in second chances, but not 20. Quote, if you have those kinds of established records, it doesn't serve any greater goal to allow people that are offending, and allow them not to be held accountable. We have to be very smart and aggressive on crime. On the issue of Israel, the senator has remained a bulwark. As national Democrats drift ever closer toward Hamas and their swing state voters in Michigan, more on that later on in the program, Fetterman has remained completely steadfast in his support of the Jewish state and called out Chuck Schumer for his remarks calling for new elections in the country. I don't agree because Israel is a democracy, he said, and is our key special ally. Our nation wouldn't appreciate any kind of foreign input. Why should we do that for Israel? He also condemned the United States' decision to allow a UN ceasefire resolution to pass and said Israel had the right and imperative to proceed with their invasion of Rafah. On Thursday, he posted to X his objection to President Biden's warning that future aid to Israel could become conditional. And that was made clear on Friday, by the way, by John Kirby, who said two things at once. Our commitment to Israel is steadfast and never will waver. And then said, but our policies toward them will change if they don't change their policies. Got that? Fetterman, a little clearer. In this war against Hamas, he said, no conditions for Israel. Now, all of that said, Fetterman remains a loyal Democrat, committed to securing a second term for President Biden. As I said, he's a Democrat. He's still voting with President Biden 92-93% of the time, working for his reelection, all of that. But thinking he was going to be a rubber stamp and just echo the party line appears not to be the case. He's his own man, and I say at least one of the more interesting members in Washington. More of the Steve Gruber Show next.